ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విదిన్ నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్ ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. Today is September 19th, 2019, and in a week from now, we will start one of the most popular and profound celebrations in Prashanthi Nilayam, a festival which has its beginnings way back in the 1940s, the 9-day Dasara celebrations. You always have the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna, the 7-day Yajnam in the Purnachandra Auditorium. And you see slowly the ashram is gearing up for this Navratri celebrations. And even as this is happening, there is a little event that just happened. Only a few group of people inside the ashram knew about it. Our attention all the time is on the major festivals, but I think there are so many little celebrations that are happening all the time in various corners of the ashram, and it is these that power the major celebrations in Prashanthi Nilayam. A few days ago, in one little corner of the ashram, in one room, in the office of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, a few people were rejoicing. They were in jubilation, congratulating and commending one beautiful soul. One soul who for decades has been serving Bhagwan with unflinching devotion and commitment, and he has now crossed the landmark age of 100. It was the moment of the 100th birthday of Mr. Ram Mohan Rao of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. Ask anyone who has worked with him and they will tell you that he is one of unimaginable commitment, unimaginable sense of perfection in the work, unimaginable dedication, unimaginable silence about his work. Very few in Prashanthi would even know that such a soul exists, except for the few who work with him. But for Bhagwan, he was always special, and he is always special, and he will always remain special. I am reminded of the days in the veranda during darshan. Whenever Bhagwan would see Mr. Ram Mohan Rao, Swami would just come near. He would do something, either create vibhuti, speak to him a word, smile beautifully. It was something like the connection between, as someone said, Sai Gita and Swami, because every time you saw Sai Gita and Swami, you always knew something special is going to happen. It is always like that with Ram Mohan Rao, sir. It was like Bhagwan was drawn to his nobility, integrity, humility, sincerity. And he has been serving in a manner that anyone who has come in the ambit of his work has always been left inspired, touched, moved, zapped with his level of dedication, Earlier he was a defense auditor. When he came here, there were very, very rudimentary facilities way back in the 60s, where currently you have the Ram Lakshman statue in Prashanthi Nilayam. There was a little temporary room there. He started staying there and Bhagwan told him, I will give you a bigger room, a better room. There was a lot of pain in his life. He had struggled a lot because he had a handicapped daughter. Swami said, I know it will be very difficult for you to stay in that house. Very soon I will give you a room, and you know where? I will give you right in front of my room, in front of my residence. And that is how, once the South Prashanthi block was constructed, Swami gave him A15 right in front of his room. And Swami asked, do you want me to cure her? I can cure her, but she will have to suffer in the forthcoming births. Do you want that? I can do it if you want. Swami said, in this birth, she is here. She is with me. I will take care of her in every way. You don't have to worry at all about her. And that is what happened. This daughter is 77 years old now. Ramon Rao sir is 100 years, still serving in the ashram. And his life is a saga of someone who just gave himself completely to Swami. And Swami said, if you do even a little for me, with great love, I will take care of every little and big thing of your life. One is reminded of the episode in Ramayana when Rama comes back after the war to Ayodhya, and Rama is gifting all the people, all the ministers, everyone who has been with him, helped him in the war, in the victory, and in the maintenance and the running of the kingdom. And finally, when Rama looks at Hanuman, Rama has nothing, can find nothing he can give Hanuman. And then Rama does something by which that nothing becomes everything for Hanuman. Rama just goes and embraces Hanuman. He says, Hanuman, I don't know what I can give you. I can only give myself. And I think this is how it has been for souls like Mr. Ramon Rao. Like Swami was as if saying, I don't know what I can do for you. I will give myself to you. I will cover you, I will protect you, I will guard you, I will ensure that you are all that I am carried. You never walk on the earth. And that is how his life has been. He would work from 6 a.m. in the morning till 10 p.m. every day, finish the work. Whatever is the work, he would finish it that day. A perfectionist, every paisa that came to the Central Trust has to be accounted for. Every expenditure, every purchase, everything has to be done meticulously, systematically. It was as if his own ashram, it was his father's place. That is how these people, they have owned the ashram and served Bhagwan. Swami would always bless him and say that you will live for 100 years. You will live for 100 years. And that is how his words have come true. And Mr. Ramon Rao just celebrated his 100 years. In fact, he was so much enjoy that day. So many people came congratulating him. It became a bit of a strain for him and he had to rest. In fact, unfortunately, he's in the hospital now. I went and saw him the other day, just day before. He's recovering from a little infection and I pray, let's all pray to Bhagavan that he recovers and we document the saga of his commitment. Once he comes back, we would definitely want to talk to him and share this story with you. We don't have to read the stories of Prahlada, Dhruva, Meera. We don't have to go to the scriptures. We don't have to go to the Puranas. Every time the Lord descends, there are so many Prahladas, Dhruvas, Meeras around us. It is the same Sai Krishna. It is the same Sai Rama. There are so many Shabaris here. They are everywhere. We just have to look around and there is inspiration abound. If we had this chance to listen to the story of all the monkeys of the Ramayana, wouldn't that have been a fantastic Bhagavatam? We often read about one or two Gopikas, we read about Radha, but we do not know about all the Gopikas, we do not know about every Gopala. Every one of them will have such fantastic stories of their love, their connect, their sacrifice, their deep, deep affection for their Lord, and how they felt just being there with Him. There are these stories which are around us all the time, and in the days to come, let us soak in these amazing tales of inspiration, amazing tales of dedication, amazing tales of commendable service to the Lord. In fact, there's another lovely soul in the ashram right now who is actually senior to Mr. Ramon Rao. He is elder to him by a few months. Exactly today, this person completes 100 years and 5 months. He was born on April 19, 1919. Today is September 19, 2019. And he is ever ebullient, ever happy, ever active, ever polite, ever humble, ever sincere and ever smiling, Shri Heeralal Vallabh Pant. I know most of you wouldn't have heard this name. He is a secret diamond. He is a hero of the ashram. Someone who is always at peace with himself. His heart is always at Shanti, and Bhagwan so beautifully gave him the chance to look after Shanti Bhavan, the guest house for dignitaries in Prashantinilayam. Right from that time, this guest house was built in 1997. Mr. Pant has been looking after it. Anyone who has spent even 2 minutes with Mr. Pant will tell you how he returned with a smile, with a cheer, with more energy, with more love for the Lord. Even now, at 100, Mr. Pant does this magic to anyone who goes to him. That his story is ennobling, that his story is revitalizing, is an understatement. I feel there are so many such souls that Bhagavan has created. This is not an ordinary phenomenon. prashanti is prashanti because there are so many such souls who are filled with the spirit of prashanti. And they radiate this every moment of their existence, every moment of their service at the ashram or in the Satya Sai organization or wherever they are. Let me take you through some of the highlights of Mr. Pant's life. As I said, he was born in 1919 in a Himalayan town. At that point in time, it was in the state of Uttar Pradesh, and now it is in Uttarakhand. The Himalayan beautiful town is Pitoragarh. And growing up in this beautiful scenic place, connected to the mountains, Mr. Pant always had this feel of head in the forest, hands in the society. His head was always in the mountain, growing up in the hills. After he finished his matriculation, which is his 10th class, he joined the Air Force in 1944 as a warrant officer. It was a non-commissioned rank. There used to be junior warrant officer, master warrant officer. So he was posted in Lahore in 1945, that is before India's independence. So after 6 months of training, he was serving in Lahore, and it is during this time that a lot of Hindu-Muslim fight started. We are familiar with it, anyone who has read about India's independence movement. Just before 1947, when the country gained independence, there was a lot of these religious strife. And at that point in time, he was moved from Lahore and he came to India. He was getting trained in the particular skill of instrumentation and autopilot. So when the plane goes to 40,000 feet, that's when the plane runs on autopilot. And that is the area in which Mr. Pant specialized. And he served in so many places in the Air Force. Traveled all over India, Kanpur, Tejpur, Agra, Jodhpur. Sometimes he would have breakfast in Barakpur in West Bengal, have lunch in Delhi, have dinner in Jammu in Kashmir. So that is how 26 years he served in the Indian Air Force. After 26 years of service, he calculated, suppose he retires now, how much would be the pension that he would get? And that came to be 84 rupees. We're talking about 1969-70. So after 26-27 years of service, when he realized that if he retires now, he's going to get 84 rupees as pension, and this was 69-70, he felt, oh, this is good enough for me. I don't have to continue working. If I get 84 rupees, at that point in time you could buy a lot with 84 rupees. He felt, I can live comfortably. And so he retired from Air Force and settled down in Chennai. The other thing that happened when he was working in the Air Force is he gets this telegram when he was in Lahore from his parents. They tell him, your marriage is settled, come soon. And Mr. Pant says with a childlike smile, I didn't go, why should I go? I had a lovely life. I was enjoying the Air Force, nice food, nice work, everything was good. I didn't want to get bound by all the very wife, children, there will be too much of things to do. I was very happy what I was doing, and so he did not go. The parents are calling him, come, you're supposed to get married. And he just kept quiet. And after 2 years, his father writes a letter to his unit commander and says that, what happened to my son? My son is not coming home. He is not sending any letter. What is wrong with him? And that is when the commander, his boss, calls him and he says, Pant, why are you not going home? In fact, those 45 days annual leave they have, he had not gone home. He used to simply work, continue working in the Air Force. And now, after 2.5 years, when the unit commander got this letter from his father, the commander said, today you're going to write a letter home and you're going to give the letter to me. I will post it. And so, finally, he writes a letter home. And then the commander says, you have to go home. Your parents are waiting. And finally, so after 2.5 years, when he goes home and he finds his mother was crying and he says, oh, I'm very sorry. And he promises them that he will keep in touch, then he will keep writing letters. So that's what he did from then on. He would write letters every now and then home, and parents are happy with this. Once he kept the connection, but every time there was this talk about marriage, he would somehow evade it because he would say, I was happy. I didn't want to bind myself with anything. I had very little wants. I had very little things for my life and I was enjoying. Why should I stop what I was doing? That was the state of mind of Mr. Pant even at that age. As I said, he came from the mountains, but his mind was always in the mountains. In fact, this reminds me of a beautiful song based on the dohas of Shri Kabir.
आग लगे मरी देश बिराना है।
If you understand Hindi, you'll get an idea of the beautiful sentiments that are expressed in this Kabir Doha, where Sant Kabir, Saint Kabir is saying that I don't want this sansara, this worldly life, because it is like a forest that can catch fire at any point in time. It's like a boat, a paper boat, which is so flimsy. I don't want to be in this thorny bush. I don't want to get entangled. And he says, my destination is as the feet of the Guru. And that is what happened in the life of Pant. In 1965, even while he was still working in Air Force, living in Chennai, one day in his office, he read this Illustrated Weekly of India. In that there were three pages on Bhagwan. Each page had three columns. And first time he was seeing this picture of Bhagwan, and he saw that below the picture of Swami, it is written, Swami is saying, Satya Sai Baba is saying, throw all your problems at me and I will take care of them. I will solve them. You do only one thing. You just have faith in Sai. Have faith and I will take care of everything of yours. And when Shri Pant read this, he thought, who is this person? Who is he who can so authoritatively declare that just give all your problems to me and I will take care of them? Just have faith. He felt that it was too powerful and too tremendous a declaration. If someone can say this, he must be someone really fantastic. So he thought, I have to go and check him out. And so in 1965, he came to Prashantinilayam. No facilities then. Everything is only sands. There are only some trees. So you have to keep your belongings under trees. No rooms, no restrooms, nothing. But he says that first darshan that he had, first look at Swami, something from within said that this man is supernatural. He definitely is not one among us. He is somebody beyond. He didn't know who is Swami, but this feeling was so clear that this being is extraordinary. And so of the 45 days annual leave he had, 39 days he spent in Prashantinilayam. Loved to be in Prashantinilayam. Used to go to the Chitravati, have bath early in the morning and come for darshan. Had the chance to touch Bhagwan's feet 2-3 times. He had a religious background. He was a very devoted Hindu, came from a very Hindu family and all that. Accepted God but was never serious into any religion or spirituality while at Air Force. Once upon a time he used to do the Sandhya Vandanam as a Brahmin child should do prayers 3-4 times a day, chanting Gayatri Mantra. He did it for some times early in his childhood, but after that he was not serious into anything of religion or spirituality. But the moment he saw Swami, something opened up, and now he said, I am going to come to Puttaparthi. He came to Prashantinilayam for every festival. All his vacations, all his leaves during the rest 4 years were spent in coming to Prashantinilayam, and he made it a point to come for birthday, Guru Purnima, Dasara, Shivratri. Never missed being in Prashantinilayam. After 4 years, when he was sitting in the darshan one day, Swami called the group of people who were sitting there for an interview. And Swami then called each one for personal interview inside. When his turn came, Swami took him inside and Swami told him, you don't have a family life. You have no property. You have no bank balance. You have no home. You have no savings. But don't worry. Swami will take care of you. Sab Swami dekhega. Swami said this and Swami touched his head, blessing him 3 times, saying, Swami will take care of you. Swami dekhega. Swami will take care of you. Swami will take care of you. And for Pantji, that moment is the moment that sealed it for him. I belong to Sai. Sai belongs to me. That's it. After that, he needed nothing from Bhagavan to fortify his faith in him. And he kept coming to Prashantinilayam. Every time he had an opportunity, once he retired in 69-70, he used to stay in Chennai, but he used to come to Prashantinilayam every now and then, all the festivals. At that point in time, in Prashantinilayam, there was another warrant officer, retired warrant officer from Indian Air Force by name Diwan Chand, who was looking after the accommodation office. Since both of them were from the Air Force, so Diwan Chand used to call him, Pantji, to his office. And as Diwan Chand used to allocate rooms as the accommodation officer, whenever Pantji was in Prashantinilayam, he would give a table, a stool next to him and ask him to sit. So every time Pantji was in Prashantinilayam, if he was not in the mandir after darshan is over, he would go and sit next to Chandji. And Chandji used to ask him, what are you doing in Chennai? You are retired. And then Pantji used to talk about his service that was going on. So after retirement, Pantji used to serve in a Shiva temple. So every morning he would get up, get ready and then go and for 2 hours, clean the gardens, look after the temple shrine, take care of that entire area, plant trees. He planted bilwa trees there, grow grass there, created a nice garden there. So the Shiva temple slowly transformed into a very beautiful place. Every morning 2 hours, every evening 2 hours, he would spend there would come back in the morning, cook his food, eat, rest for a little while, go back and again serve in the temple, look after the garden, come back, cook his food. So he used to say, I used to have a great life. Aao, khana banao, kha jao, so jao, maje mein tha. That is how he would talk about his days. I was enjoying. Not only that, he adopted another Ganesha temple nearby and served there also. So his life was all the time contentment, all the time happy. To serve, all the time happy, just doing something for society. In fact, one Shivratri, when he could not come to Prashantinam, he spent the whole night doing bhajans in his room. And he was very proud. When I was talking to him, he would say, I got so much self-satisfaction. Whole night alone in my room, I did bhajans. In fact, the room owner, the house owner was a Christian and he did not like him doing all this noise. For him, bhajans were noise. So he tried to do it in a manner that it does not disturb him. But he did it alone, whole night. And Pantji says, it was great. And as the Shiva temple seva was going on, there was another officer from the army, Kulkarni ji, who used to stay there. And once when they were talking about the temple, he suggested to Kulkarni, how about having a nice barbed wire fence for this temple? And Kulkarni said, very good idea. You are right. We should have this. I was also thinking about it. And so he organized and slowly a fence came and later on it became a proper permanent fence for the Shiva temple. And that is how a lot of people started coming to this temple and Pantji was very happy serving the devotees in the temple, coming back, making his own food, eating and resting, and he was just contented, no complaints about anyone, anything, anytime. I was enjoying, maje mein tha, that's how you would say. I was very happy. That is how 18, 19 years were spent in Chennai. He would come to Prashantinam. Whenever he came here, he would sit next to Chand and help him in the accommodation office. Once back in Chennai, he would be serving in the Shiva temple, in the Ganesha temple. Sometime in 1983, Chand told him, "Hey Pant, what are you doing there? Why don't you come and serve in the ashram in Puttaparthi?" At that point in time, whenever Pantji used to be in Prashantinilam, he would do many tasks for Chand. So whenever anything was needed for the accommodation office, he would go out and he would make the purchases. Sometimes he would go to Bangalore and get things. So slowly, a lot of people were familiar with him because they had seen him sitting in the accommodation office and doing whatever work was allotted to him, and he would always be there for all the major festivals. And finally, when Chand asked him, why are you in Madras? Why are you in Chennai? Why don't you come to Prashantinilam? And the moment he says that, Pantji says, can I come? Is there a chance for me? He says, yes, yes, why don't you come? And he says, that would be a great boon for me. I definitely would, that nothing like it if I get the chance to be in the ashram. Will they give me a place to stay and serve? He says, yes, yes, you come. And that is how Pantji came to Prashantinilayam sometime in 1983. Initially, he was staying in a shed. A lot of ashram construction was going on at that point in time. And he would do so many tasks allotted by Mr. Chiranjeev Rao, who should look after the administration of the ashram, Mr. Kutumb Rao, who was the secretary of the ashram. Often he would be asked to go to Bangalore to buy bulbs, tube lights, cement. So every time he would take instructions and resources from Mr. Chiranjeev Rao, go to Bangalore, shop to shop, look for the right price. And with time, he had built his own network of shops. So, he would go in the morning, do all the purchases, in the end of the day, hire a lorry, again go from every shop to pick up the stuff that he has paid for and come back late in the night. So this is what he was doing for so many years and living very simply in the shed. At that point in time, there were few sheds, these halls meant for foreigners, shed 13, 14, 15, as it used to be called. So one day, Sri Kutumb Rao, the secretary of the ashram, calls him and says, "You speak English so well. Why don't you talk to these foreigners? Why don't you stay with them and tell me what are their needs? I will organize all that for them, for their comfortable stay." So he started staying now in the foreigner shed. So he would talk to those people and he would take the requirements to Kutumb Rao. And Kutumb Rao was very happy with the way he was liaisoning between the overseas devotees. After some time, after the major festival were over, all the foreigners left and now he was the only person left in the shed. So he went to Kutumb Rao and said, "Sir, everyone has left, so I am the only one left in the shed. I think it is not right for me to stay there alone, isn't it? You might need that big place for something else." And Kutumb Rao said, "You are right, correct." And so they gave him a place next to Ganesha. People who came to Prashantalayam in the early years, in the 80s, would know that there was one little shed next to the main Ganesha temple. Again, a very, very rudimentary facility. So he started staying in this Ganesha shed for 8-9 years. And every time there was any requirement for someone to go to Bangalore to get things or anything that had to be done with the foreigners, he would be called. And so one day, Chiranjeevi Rao called him and gave him some work, going to Bangalore city, bringing the different items needed for the ashram. And someone told Mr. Chiranjeevi Rao, "You are sending this person everywhere to Bangalore and so many places with lots of money. I think this person needs better facility. There is always money with him. For his safety, I think we have to give him a better place to stay." And Chiranjeevi Rao said, "You are right, correct." And that is how he was given a room now in East Prashanti, the first floor of East Prashanti. Slowly, as he was just doing Bhagwan's work with that happy vibrations, just see how things are falling in place. For so many years he served the Shiva temple there. At the right moment, Bhagwan calls him to Prashantinilayam. Swami never physically spoke to him. Only one Swami spoke to him in the beginning when Swami said, "I will take care of you. I will take care of you. I will take care of you thrice." That's all. After that, he has only just kept his love and faith and wanted to all the time serve, and everything was just falling into place. He was given a room in East Prashanti. And then in 1997, when the International Unity Cup cricket match was held, a guest house had to be built. And that is when the Shanti Bhavan came. Once this building was constructed, Mr. Chiranjeevi Rao, that time secretary of the ashram, said, "I want someone to take care of these guests. Someone who can speak politely, someone who knows how to be sensitive to others' needs. Someone who can be sincere, humble and gentle." And he suddenly remembered him and he said, where is that person who is to go to Bangalore and get things for us? Call him. And when Mr. Pantji goes to Chiranjeev Rao sir, he says, so many guests are going to come. Now this building is ready, but even though the dining room is there, there has to be someone who is looking after all these facilities and someone who is talking to the guests and taking care of their needs. Can you do that? He says, yes, why not? I'll be happy to do. And then Mr. Chiranjeev Rao tells him, okay, you stay in Shanti Bhavan itself, and they give him a room on the upstairs. And then Mr. Pant says, but sir, if I stay next to the entrance, then I will be able to see who is coming, who is going. I'll be able to look after all the movement in the Shanti Bhavan. And Chiranjeev Rao says, correct, you are right. And that is how he gets to stay just next to the first room in Shanti Bhavan. So he is a permanent guest in Bhagwan's guest house. And after a while, as guests increase and he gets busier, one day he goes to Chiranjeev Rao sir and says, sir, when I go for food, sometimes some guests come. At that point in time, there is no one. So probably there should be another person with me so that we don't ever falter in taking care of people's needs. And Chiranjeev Rao sir says, correct, you are right. And that is how he gets an assistant also. And while at Shanti Bhavan, Shri Pant never wastes a single second. Everyone who has seen him in Shanti Bhavan knows how active he is. The one who would spend hours in the garden of the Shanti Bhavan. The greenery there, the flowers there, the beautiful, colorful trees there. Until he was probably 97, 98, every day he would work in the garden. Someone who all the time was at peace within himself and radiated joy outside. I asked him, did you have any time problem with the ashram administration? Any time did someone say you anything that you did not like? Or was there any hiccups in all these years of serving in the ashram? And he says, without batting an eyelid, no, it was smooth. It was very smooth. Why should there be a problem? He says, I'm here to do the work, and I always say yes. Anybody asks me to do anything, I say yes. He says, you don't know. Yes, sir, it is so wonderful. It has worked for me so amazingly. Someone asks me to do, I say yes, sir. That's it. And I said, suppose if you do not like what the other person is asking you to do. He says, where is the question of me liking and not liking? I am here only to help. There's no question of contradiction. There's nothing of my liking. Administration wants something to be done. I have to do it. That is the spirit with which Shri Pantji has been serving in the ashram. I asked him, do you feel lonely at times? Because he used to tell me that when he was in Chennai, monthly, when he used to go to this pension office to collect his money, all the pensioners, other pensioners would be there. It used to be a ritual in those days. All these old friends, they would meet, collect the money, and that day he would say that we all will go to a good restaurant and eat well, khoob khao, majay karo. And he said, I have no problem. See, so many people are coming. They talk to me. I'm eating well. Khana, peena, sona, everything I'm doing, I'm very, very happy. People are coming and talking to me. They want to see who is this old man. In fact, his nephews and nieces, they told, "You have become old, why don't you come and stay with us?" He says, "Hey, don't even think about all those things. You want to come to Prashanti, you come, enjoy the darshan, you enjoy this food, you enjoy idli vada, you enjoy and go back. I am happy. Don't even think of me leaving the ashram. It is impossible." And he says, how many people will get this opportunity to stay in the ashram? I have had darshan of Swami. I am allowed to stay in the ashram. There is nothing more that I need. I told him, you feel so happy when people come and speak to you, when people come and talk to you. I said, see, if you had children, if you had grandchildren, you would have more opportunities. They would have come and they would have spent time with you. They would have been talking to you all the time and you would have felt so happy. There are times when you are alone now. He said, when I am alone, I enjoy the most. I am with God when I am alone. I just keep chanting Sai Gayatri, Gayatri Mantra, Sai Ram, Sai Ram Karo, Sai Ram Karo, Sai Ram Karo. In fact, sometimes my mind plays tricks with me, he says. If suddenly, for a few seconds, if my mind has not chanted, if my mind has gone off to the market, mind has gone off someplace, then I pray to Swami, Baba, please help me, Baba, please help me, this mind has gone off somewhere, please bring that mind back. Dunya chodo, Bhagwan pakdo. Tell the mind, leave the world, catch hold of Swami. World is ups and downs, only Swami is steady. He says, you don't know, when I'm alone, I love to be in God consciousness. I keep my mind continuously at his feet. Because mind control is not easy. Mind control is the key. So I keep chanting, Dunya chodo, Bhagwan pakdo. He says, that is how the sattvicness will increase. Even when Bhagwan left the physical form, he says, no, oh, that is just a body. Swami is everywhere. When I am in God consciousness, only sacred things will flow into you. He says, even in the Gita, Arjuna asks Krishna that, oh Krishna, my mind is very unsteady. What should I do? And Krishna says, Abhyasa and Vairagya. You have to practice and have renunciation. In fact, his whole life, Pantaji's life, is one of practicing the mind to be at the feet of the Lord and having the spirit of renunciation. But on the outside, he is full of jubilation. He has no health problem. No sugar, no blood pressure. He would say, koop khao, enjoy. In fact, only now, he's on the bed, just probably 1 year, when his movement has become very restricted. But even now, sir, you're sick. No, I'm not sick. This is just old age. I'm not sick. Koop khao, enjoy. Baba Krupa, that is how he says. And then he alerts and says, karma is a very dangerous thing. We have to be very careful. You know, today you might think bad about someone, everything will come back. Circumstances will change, it will all come back. So, it is very dangerous. Never think ill of others. Never ever say anything wrong about others. This thought is like ingrained in his mind. Everything will come back. Everything will come back. I ask him, what is the best moment of yours staying in Prashanthi Nilayam? And he says, best moment. 36 years you have stayed in Prashanti. What is the most beautiful moment? And he says, the chance to stay in the ashram, what else can be more beautiful than that? It is a great opportunity. It is not easy. Don't think it is easy. And it does not happen just because you want it. It doesn't happen by choice. It happens only by His grace. I asked Him, any wish you have? No wish. Baba, mind should be always on Baba. That is the only wish. As he gets his pension which was 84 rupees has multiplied millions so many times, it is now more than 40,000 rupees. And all that he does is he waits, he collects this money that he gets and he distributes it to his nieces, to his nephews, he just gives it to people. And what is most important, a very beautiful thing is, sometime in the 60s, one day when he was sitting in darshan, Bhagwan came and looked at this group of people where he was sitting. And Swami said, those who are sitting here, I give them all 100 years. And Pantji, for this reason, always believed that he will live till 100 years. And he did. And he says, you know what? Swami did not say that you will live only till 100 years. You will live 100 years and more. See, I am still there. He's 100 years and 5 months. He says, Swami did not say that you will not live beyond 100 years. So with that happiness, with that joy, here is a man serving in the ashram in Shanti Bhavan and spreading the spirit of Prashanti. I ask him, what advice you have for all the devotees, for the youth? And he says, don't criticize anyone. Don't talk ill of anyone. Correct yourself. The world will be corrected. And a very beautiful quotation comes out from his mouth. There is so much good in the worst of us. There is so much bad in the best of us, that it scarcely behoves any of us to find fault with the rest of us. This is a famous quote. He read it once somewhere in Mumbai and he says, this has always remained with me. There is so much good, even in the person whom we think is not good. And there is so much bad also in the person whom we think is very good. So, the world is a mixture and everyone is filled with the shades of black and white and grey. So, it is none of our business to find fault with anyone. We have to only look at ourselves, share the joy, share the happiness, be careful of what you're doing because karma is a very dangerous thing, and put your mind on Bhagavan. That is what is the life's motto of Sri Pantji. In fact, he reminded me of a very beautiful Kabir couplet. He said, Kabira khada bazaar mein, sabki chahe khair, na kahu se dosti, na kahu se bair. Which means, Kabir is standing in the marketplace and he's seeing everyone. He wishes well for all, Kabir. He has no deep friendship with anyone and he has no deep enmity with anyone. That is the equanimous mind with which Sri Pantji has led his life. Because your mind is bound to God, it is not bound to anything else. You on the outside is only serving joy, only helping people, only ensuring that His love surrounds everyone. With that spirit, 100 years and more, that is the story of Pant in Prashanti. And there are so many such souls in this beautiful hamlet. Definitely, these are, according to me, the Prahladas, the Dhruvas of our times. And if you look at their lives, it will fill us with courage, with conviction, with faith and dedication to reorient our lives, to never complain, to all the time think about Swami, be calm, enjoy being a part of His mission, His melody, and spend your time in Sai Bliss. So dear listeners, this is in brief the story of Pant, and probably in the coming episodes of Outside Inside Deep Inside, we'll share with you more such stories of beautiful souls serving in the ashram. They are the inspired lives. They are the beacons of Prashant and LM, who can shed light on how we should lead our lives as we serve Bhagwan. Let's hope that both these souls continue to have healthy and beautiful lives, and we see more of such recreation of hearts in everyone around us. I will leave you with a beautiful Kabir song, and let's pray that we take inspiration from such souls and become instruments in His hands.
सकल समान काया के गुण आनहि आना सोहं हमसा सकल समान काया के गुण आनहि आना सोहं हमसा सकल समान माटी एक सकल संसारा आनी आनी वासन घड़े कुम्हारा माटी एक सकल संसारा आनी आनी वासन घड़े कुम्हारा सरिता सिंधु तलाई एक ही सकल रहु छाई सोहं हमसा सकल समान काया के गुण आनहि आना सोहं हमसा सकल समान पांच वरण की दुहिए गाय श्वेत दूध देखे मन पतियाई पांच वरण की दुहिए गाय श्वेत दूध देखे मन पतियाई कहे कबीर संग कर दू सब घट ब्रह्म रह भरपूर सोहं हमसा सकल समाना काया के गुण आनहि आना सोहं हमसा सकल समाना